Welcome to the first official episode of the Irish Podfathers podcast. On this episode, two dads, I'm one of them, and there are two mics. This is also one of them. We'll be shooting the breeze and telling a few stories in the company of their liquid friends, Arthur and Mr. Miller. So strap yourselves in and enjoy the ride. I should probably add as well that this episode isn't suitable for little ears, unless of course you're grown up and you happen to have little ears. Then, yeah, you should be all right.
I think you'll shave the beard off.
No.
It's there for life.
Yeah.
Is it, yeah?
Yeah.
You've made that decision?
Yeah, actually a long time ago, yeah.
Did you, yeah? Why? It really does suit you. It's a good look.
I've seen pictures. I know I look like without.
Yeah, okay, right.
Whereas though, if I actually took it off now, I probably wouldn't know who I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Because it's even if you get it cut short, like you see people with beards that are just kind of, there's hair and it's shaped, but there's no length to it. Even if that happened one time, because you wouldn't make the balls of it. And I was so kind of disillusioned with, you know, what I was looking at. I was going to shave the whole thing off.
Because it takes a long time to grow back, obviously.
It takes a while, yeah. For me, no. In general, yeah. My beard grows really fast.
Okay.
But yeah, it can take a while. But that's kind of what I said to her when she made the balls of it.
Because the way it's shaped now makes you look like you have a really strong jaw, like a jawline.
That's the way I used to always get it done. And then the woman I used to go to, she left the place. And the fellow took over it, and he's good. But what used to happen was, whenever he used to do it, it would look good for, say, the first 2 days. But then after a while, when it grows out, it ended up going really round. And it was like it was like Uncle Albert, basically.
Well, do you know, I have a big problem with barbers. Now, I go to the same place across the road there, and I'm in and out in 10 minutes, and it's grand. It's short back and sides, right? But one day, there was this new guy there, and he started shaving my ears.
Shaving your ears?
My ears, right? He did. He used a shaver.
The excess kind of.
Yeah, it did, like these little blonde hairs.
Yeah.
Then he did my eyebrows. Yeah. I didn't mind that so much, right? The eyebrows are fine. But anyway, now, when the sun is shining, you can see little kind of hairs longer hairs coming out of the ears. Because because it's not something I kind of look for or go shave.
Yeah.
And all I can picture is me in a old folks home in 40 years with hair coming everywhere and hair coming out my nose and arse hairs and everything, like, you know. I'm dreading it.
I'm one thing I'm dreading about getting older is that I'm going bald. Like, I'm losing my hair. Like,
yeah, but I always think people who go bald and are bald are suited to it. And I don't think I'll ever be bald.
I don't think mine will suffer somehow.
I know. I'll be donating some of my hair to bald charities.
Like, that's a big mop, and it's thick.
Yeah, it's very thick.
It is thick.
Every time I go in to barbers,
do they even take any length off it? It's just
they do. Well, I tell them short back and sides.
Yeah.
And I said, take a bit off the top and leave the fringe, because I like a long fringe. Because sometimes I come home and do like a DIY on my own fringe. Because I like it a certain length, whatever.
The
odd time you go in, do you ever go in, like, as you were saying about your beard, do you ever go in and it's a new barber, and you go in and you tell them, go short my size, and I say, and I'd always say, like, only take like a small bit off the top, and they don't hear you, and they take fucking everything, and you come out looking like a schoolboy or something.
You feel like you've been just raped.
I look.
Sorry, I've been in there, I'm after paying 40 quid, I got fucked.
I remember being in the
Grafton. See you, John Wayne.
I remember being in the Grafton Barber years ago, and I went in and I usually just get a dry cut, like, you know, just say whatever.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And they said to me, do you want your hair washed? And I was like, well, I'll be going on washing it anyway. So I said, yeah, how much is it? Is it a fiver? I said, yeah, go on, do it. So they said, okay, well, put your head down there in the basin.
As in, so like this?
I'll be
or,
back.
Or like this?
No, well, here's the point. This is the thing. So I put my head forward into the basement.
I see, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it came over, got the hose, and they were washing it, and they were putting shampoo in my hair. And shampoo was going into my eyes and stinging the fuck out of them.
But they go into your mouth as well.
Everything. And I was here going, oh my God, am I the biggest gobshite in the world here? Am I doing this wrong? And no one's helping me. And then I looked over to my right, and there was another guy in the exact same position, nearly crying in the thing, you know? And I came out of that. Anyway, they lifted my head back and they put a towel and were, you know, drying it, massaging it in and all this. I was here and I was crying. Like, there was tears. My eyeballs were red. And they said, do you want a drink? I was like, yeah, I do want a drink after that. Like, you know, Jesus. But is that normal?
I used to go to the Graff and Barber in Dundrum for years. So the basin is in front of you. So it's like you're going to get sick. Or
exactly, yeah.
And that's before they do anything with it.
Yeah.
But like I remember it used to always come down the back of your ears and on the side of your neck and everything down here.
It goes into your clothes.
Yeah.
But surely they're meant to just turn you around and you put your head back.
That would be the logical way to do it.
So you're coming out there blind, bald, wet. It's fucking shit.
Right, like, scorched.
I've never gone back since.
They did something wrong. I don't know what it was. I was only growing the beard actually, and like you said, like it takes a bit of effort at that stage, you know. And he went, whatever he did, the line goes there naturally, and he cut it right down like in a V up there, but didn't say a word, didn't ask, is that what you want, whatever. And then when I sat up, I could see this big fucking chunk taken out of it. I was like what the fuck, like.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was, I said, that's it, look. See you after, you know?
Yeah. Amazing though what hair can do. It can change someone completely, can't it? Like, you can look like an absolute nerd, or you can look half decent. Like, I used to cut the boys' hair a bit now. And now Riley's is easy because it's big and curly and floppy, so you never notice. But God, I've made some atrocities to Freddie's hair, and I've stopped doing it. Obviously, I just send him across the road now.
Did he know?
No, he didn't. But looking back at photos, like, and suddenly he looks like a monk. Like, you know what I mean?
Especially years ago, we used to get the bowl.
Yeah.
And that was it. They sit down there. Do you remember the bowl, though? An actual bowl.
Hold on.
Over your head.
Now, the bowl cut, it wasn't really someone putting a bowl over your head.
It fucking was.
In Longford, maybe. Well,
maybe,
not,
yeah.
Not in Dublin.
Maybe it was, yeah.
So someone put a bowl over your head.
Yeah, and then chopped the parts that were outside it. Because the idea of the bowl is that it's like a straight line. Yeah. See,
I thought that was like an urban myth, that an actual bowl, a cereal bowl, went over your head.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. My mum used to cut her hair all the time.
Yeah.
Then the bowl stopped after a while.
Because it was smashed, I'd say. They get this fucking away from me.
Yeah, it wasn't well received, let's say, after a while.
Yeah, no, I've seen some pictures of Freddie, and my God, because he's a good looking boy. You just look at him and he looks like he's Father Tuck, like, or something like that. No, is it Father Tuck?
Friar
Tuck.
Father Tuck. Call it Father Ted and Friar Tuck.
Yeah, Friar Tuck, yeah. Yeah. I still haven't seen Father Ted, by the way.
Shit.
No, sorry. I know it. I'm aware of it. I've seen.
No, I know that, but I actually have the box. I took it out for you.
I wouldn't watch it though.
You should, man. It's
like, I'll just download. You've the box set on what? DVD?
Yeah.
I don't have a DVD player.
Do you not?
No.
Yeah, well, I actually sold all my DVDs then.
Yeah, you were saying that.
Everyone.
Like, we got some DVDs as presents. Sorry, the boys got DVDs as presents for Christmas. And they looked at them and they didn't know what to do with them. They were like, what are these? Like, frisbees, like, you know what I mean? Because we even have no player. We have the old Xbox, which is 20 years old, but it does, but we don't even have the remote control for that, so they don't even play. I remember my dad ringing me once. We got a computer. I was in college, and he rang me once. I was down at a house party in our club. He rang me and said, "Are you on your way home?" I said, "Oh yeah, yeah, yeah." He said, "Okay, can you just come straight home and just come in? There's something wrong with the computer, like, you know." And I said, "What?" And he said, "Oh, I'll show you." So I came home anyway, and I walked in. He said, "Oh, okay, come in here now," and he showed me. He turned on the monitor of the computer. It was these old big blocky computers. Remember the big fucking And there was a there was a big set of boobs, big pair of tits on the, it was a screensaver, you know. And I said, well, what's this? He said, oh, I don't know. I something popped up and I clicked it and it just popped in and it saved and I don't know how to get it. I turned off the monitor and that didn't work and anything. And I said, oh, yeah, no worries. So,
nothing to freak on the older generation than a pair of tits on the computer.
Exactly. So I went in and just changed the screensaver. And I always remember when he said, now, thanks for that. And he said, now, you don't have to tell your mom about this. Like, you know what I mean? But I'll never forget it.
As if he was on fucking like dirty porno sites the whole night.
Yeah.
But sure, dad used to always say, yeah, dad would be like the one punch, you know.
Yeah.
And there's no fucking end in this thing. Where's the end? Yeah. Every time.
Yeah, like, one finger typing.
Every time, yeah.
And does your dad do my dad do? Like, I've never heard him speak on the phone at an acceptable level. He shouts into the phone or he has it on speaker.
Yeah.
And everyone can hear and he goes, what?
Yeah. But has it on speaker, right? But has it right here.
Yeah.
Like, the alpha, he's not as bad at the shouting, but he'll always raise his voice.
Mm.
But I've been told I do the same thing. Like, I've done sales for years and tele sales for years, and the lads used to always, when they started up with the startup in Cork, and like, I started making sales from the very first day. So when John came back in, Shane was like, you say he's after getting 3 or 4 of them today. So he was like, excellent, cool. But then as I got more into the sort of, I suppose the spiel that you had to, you know, spin out, every time I'd start shouting and the lads would come in and they'd be going,
making a sale, baby.
Yeah, and I go, you can't, but when you're doing that, we can't fucking talk.
You strike me as a natural conversationalist, so you would naturally be able to sell something by just chatting to them.
Doesn't always work though, but yes. No,
but you would prefer it than going down this kind of a scripted route.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate the scripted route, and I hate it. Like I wasn't, there's salespeople who were out and out diehard salespeople where they would sell their granny for a fiver. Like, that's not me. I would never that. I you were 100% spot on the first though. Like, I used to have, I'd always build a relationship with the person.
Yeah.
And like, to the point where I'm still in touch with a lot of people who I used to sell to, because I know, or I did, well, better than today, about their kids and about my kids and what was happening. Because if you build that relationship, then chances are at some point you'll get something, but it doesn't always work.
We were talking earlier about, you know, salespeople coming to the door and giving them the time, because you've been there. I'm the opposite. If I know that there's someone canvassing or there's someone coming in and selling, I send one of the kids to the door.
I swear you and Mel could be locked up, brother and sister. Honestly.
I've had it once where a guy from a, I think it was an electric company or gas, came to the door and I said, oh, I don't need this shit now. So I sent Riley to the door and he opened it and he said, can I speak to your mom or our dad? And he just said
no
and closed the door really slowly.
But that's brilliant. And kids can get away with that.
Yeah, and he closed the door really slowly. And then I ran up the hallway and I just looked out and I saw your man walking out and he was looking behind all puzzled, going, what the fuck just happened there? Like, you know.
She calls lasagna vagina. That's the first thing, right? So she's running around and she's going, Daddy! Daddy! I want vagina and garlic bread!
So do I. Yeah, but not in that order, like, you know.
Then fucking join the fucking line, sunshine.
I don't want cheesy vagina, though. Like, I hate cheesy vagina.
And then you remember you're talking to a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
Oh man. But that's what she goes, she runs around, she goes, I want my vagina.
Oh my God.
I want vagina. It's like, okay, fair enough. Innocence, you know.
We had it's probably only going back about 4 or 5 months ago, Jackson couldn't say fork, so he'd say fuck. I say Jack, say fork, fuck, truck, fuck.
Hey, Daddy, that's the truck.
Yeah. All right, Daddy, fuck, that's a big fuck over there. So Jesus, you're right. But he was saying, we were saying before about like photos and videos. I have him saying that. And the other boys, Freddie and Riley, saying, Jackson, say fork. And he go, fuck. And the other boys would laugh, knowing it's a bad word, but they wouldn't
dare say it. They don't know what it is. Like,
oh, it's great.
That's going to be on the screen on the 21st or something like that. That's brilliant. But that's what it is. It's embarrassment material to a certain point, you know?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
We were in Monaghan last year. I was writing a piece, a kind of review piece, and we were renting an Airbnb place. And we arrived and we met the owner and he gave us the keys and he brought us in. And he knew I was writing a piece about Monaghan and he'd lived in the area for years. So he was giving us like, you know, a background on where we were and the house and all that. And anyway, he was showing us around to the bedrooms and Jackson took down his pants and just shat right on the ground.
In front of your man.
In front of the man.
Get up,
and
man. Boys.
Man was like, he didn't know which way to look. He goes, oh. And I was like, holy fuck. Holy. And this big steaming shite just sitting on the ground.
And the
smell was horrific, like, you know. And Jackson's here going, Dad, I did my mind poo. I did mind poo. Look, fucking do it in the toilet, you dirty. Oh, Jesus.
No filter.
Oh my god, a big dirty old shite. Oh,
that's funny, man.
And the sound it made, you know,
oh, yeah.
And then the sound he was making as well.
Well, you're all standing there, everybody. Is this actually happening?
The veins popping out, and you'd be saying to him, Are you okay there, Jackson? Yeah, I'm just doing my poo poo from my bum bum, you know? There you go, done. Now, Daddy, clean it up there, Chief. You know?
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. I remember years ago, Riley was, I think it would have been about four. Well, it was only 2 years ago, actually. And I just heard him saying, Dad, it's going down too fast. It's going down too fast or something. And I was like, what? So I walked up because he was in bed at this stage, or he'd been in bed for about 2 hours.
Diarrhea.
No, he was just shouting. Said, Dad, it's coming down too fast. Going down too fast. And I was like, what the fuck's this? So I paused the TV, went up the stairs, and he was at the top of the stairs, cat's down, and he was just pissing all the way down the stairs. And I remember a guy from work telling me that he had four boys, and he said he came down one morning he heard all these laughter and giggling and all that, and he came down to find the lads had pissed all over the floor and they had poured cornflakes on top of the piss and they were running skiing down in and skiing down it, you know what I mean? I just go, Jesus, only lads would do that, you know what I mean? Yeah. But you can only laugh,
But they're priceless memories.
Oh, totally,
They're priceless memories. Yeah. Honest to God. The kids are brilliant, man. Honest to God.
Yeah, we were up in Marley Park a few years ago, and Freddie was, he needed to do his shit, and he was on the merry, is it the merry-go-round? The thing that you sit on and spin, you know what's called? Yeah. Is that a merry-go-round? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And we were there with my parents, and he said, Dad, I have to go for a poo. And I said, okay, come on in the toilet. He was bursting, you know. So he went.
This is the big playground with the toilet inside.
Yeah. So he went down and he jumped onto the toilet, pulled down, and it came out anyway. And I went in to help him while he was born. I said, God, there's a horrific stench. And I said, Jesus Christ. And he goes, I'm done now.
What did you eat?
And I said, grand. So I said, do you need me to help you? And he said, no, I've wiped my bum empty. I said, grand, fine. I leave it to it. So we went, washed the hands, brought him outside. He sat back down on the merry-go-round. We're spinning around. And my dad just stopped it all of a sudden and just called me over and said, come here, you need to do something here. And I said, what? And there was fucking skid marks all along the seat of the thing. And I said, oh my God, what's this? Freddie ran into the toilet.
Were they Freddie's?
They were Freddie's. Freddie ran into the toilet. He must have shat on the... He must have pulled his pants down, and whatever way the jeans went, they kind of flipped back.
And they got caught.
and he shat on the outside of his jeans, and he came running out. I didn't see it. He sat down on this thing and was sliding around on this shit ring for I say a good 30 seconds, and I just said to my dad, okay, whatever you do,
the best 30 seconds you've ever had.
I just said to dad, I said, stay there, make sure nobody else can get on that thing. And I'm gonna go and get every wipe I can possibly get.
Elle still she had an awful phase of shit in her pants because she thought it was hilarious. She just thought it was just
I don't mind a solid chunky log of shit. So something you can pick up
and just dump.
It's the slurry type that I hate that. As you're wiping for days.
Dude,
and there's not enough wipes in the world that can actually get it into a neat kind of little.
Try doing that with the dog when he's got the hairy arse.
Yeah. Oh Jesus. It's bad enough with my own hairy arse.
Like by the way, I'll never have to wipe that, no matter how much you ask. But like, this is the guy's on show, so you've seen Noodles now with short hair, but normally he's got long hair. And when he gets the skitters,
that is dangleberry central there.
It's even worse, man, because it's like fucking liquid water. And it's all over his arse and everything. And I've had to get down. I had one of the shittiest days ever, and it ended up, I got locked out of the house, Elle was a baby, I locked the door before I had the keys of the car, and the keys of the house were on the keys of the car, so I couldn't get in, couldn't get out. There's no reception up in the house for mobile, so I wasn't getting Wi-Fi. So at one stage, I'm standing like this, that's the front door, I'm standing like this, with my head like this, trying to get, and we're only there about maybe not that long, so it looked like I was actually trying to break into the fucking gap. Ended up then, men had to leave work, granny had to leave her place to get the kids, and I was meant to be picking up Mia from school in 10 minutes. So all this happened, and then I decided to bring the dog for a walk later on. I went down to Bushy Park just to kind of clear the head, and then he had the runs, and I couldn't put him back in the car, so I had to get a nappy and I get down, like I was on my hands and knees wiping the dog's arse in the middle of the park with about 10 people walking by, and I had to put
wiping
the fucking
it.
Well, I had to, because I couldn't put mint to the car.
Oh my god,
because it was all stuck.
Oh my
to
god,
to every part.
That's worse than a child.
Oh, it's worse because you stand. It's worse because
it's like a hairy child,
but he doesn't want to stand still.
Yeah,
he also doesn't want you to lift his tail up and do that, and in the middle of the park, and you're trying to grab him back. And you're down at this one hand and me, and the other people walking by, and you're just going, hey, how's things? Come here.
That's why I don't
have
dogs. That's why I would have literally just left a dog and just drove down the hall.
Yeah, you can't do that either, but
Jesus.
Yeah, that was a tough day now, if I'm honest.
Is WhatsApp the best banter buzz of all time, isn't it? Like, there's nothing, like, everyone says, what's the greatest invention of all time? I think WhatsApp or instant messaging is. I just think it's unbelievable. The crack you have, and then groups you're in, like, you know.
Unless
what I mean?
You put the wrong message into the wrong group when you're pissed.
I'm sure you've seen this. It's quite old. You just press play there.
Holy fuck. I believe she's reading it.
That was live on TV.
Yeah, but this is like, I don't know. We too low.
Well, you see, they're just teleprompters, right. so they literally just read because they can't go off.
But they'd have to, but like surely with the Chinese name, you'd have to kind of practice it at least once beforehand. Like, and they say, holy fuck, we too low.
Yeah. Ding dong, or whatever it was. What was it? Yeah.
Ding dong.
What was it?
There you go. It's good.
We have no information now also on the plane crash.
Captain something Wong.
Bang, bang, what?
Bang, ding, ow.
You said that to me.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it in a while. That's
bang ding ow.
Hello, this is Captain Something Wong.
Yeah. We too low.
Holy fuck.
Bang ding ow.
Fucking brilliant.
Some people are just so clever, aren't they? Just yeah. Like, oh.
That's very good, man.
You know?
But, like, yeah. Yeah, and her ring, they just, hell yeah, okay, yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Not even the expression on her face.
Nothing. Yeah. Yeah.
Funny, funny.
That's listen, folks. Be sure to check out our next episode where I'll be talking to my bearded co-host, Ross Good, aka the Stented Papa, about his life as a stay-at-home dad with two kids, one wife, one dog, and four stents. And while you're at it, check out our Instagram page at the Irish Podfathers. We've just got it set up there, so the more followers, the better. And while you're following that, be sure to subscribe, like, and follow our podcast and share with all your friends and foes. Thanks a mil. The more help, the better. Thank you. Bye.